Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Lawlor. And now, play ball. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Heath to Griffin and they have Hoffman trapped. The throw over to Baker, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coderoli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coderoli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Heath reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans bunts towards the mound. Coderoli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barrett moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Rice reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Kurt Young now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lansford tags and scores. Kingman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin strikes out. One out. Dave Collins pinch hits for Steve Henderson. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. There goes Hill. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hill moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Collins now playing left field. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Keith Atherton now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Boggs strikes out. There goes Barrett. The throw from Heath and Barrett is out. There goes Evans. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hill misplays the ball. That's an error on Hill. Easler moves to third. Gettman moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler scores. Gettman moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Bruce Bochy pinch hits for Donnie Hill. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Bochy moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.